So I've been praying a lot recently, which goes hand in hand with this little series that we've been doing. I'm approaching my 30s, which feels a bit weird to say, but I'm actually not mad about it. I've never really felt like a young person. But yeah, I'm starting to reflect on my life and where I feel God is calling me. There have been a lot of actions that I've undertaken as I've sort of been going through this process of discernment. But chief among them has been prayer. But not just a simple prayer here or there. Petitionary, persistent prayer. Coming before God again and again, making the same request. Where is he calling me? Where do I see life taking me next? What matters to me? What matters to God for what I do? And this has looked like asking God during my day-to-day prayer life, you know, the mundanity of sitting in my bedroom on my bed being like, hey, this question I've asked you every day for the last 2 weeks, how are you sitting with that? It's looked like praying with others, taking a moment to meet with others and voice those hopes, those fears aloud. And it's also looked like creating space away from my ordinary rhythms to connect with him. The discernment I've been building into my daily life, it's not a quick thing. I've actually been focusing on this for like 9 months. It's taking time, and I don't know what the outcome's going to be. But through it all, the key has been persistence. And that is something that Pete Greig talks about in petitionary prayer, is persistence. So last weekend, I chose to put aside my Sunday and spend it intentionally seeking God's presence. I made a plan. I was going to head out to Lyle Bay, maybe go to the church with the Lyle Bay community crew out there, maybe go for a walk along the beach, grab some lunch, you know, kind of see where the day took me, but turn my phone off and just focus on God. The day before, though, I got a text from Gil asking if I would serve for the prayer service by helping to facilitate prayer space at the back if needed. And I'm going to be really just honest about this. I actually wasn't planning on attending the prayer service.
The Pride service?
Yeah, the Pride service. That one.
We did pray at it, though.
Yeah, I did pray about it. And like that's actually legitimately a thing that I did, because I felt a bit bad being like, oh, the Pride service is like a really beautiful celebration of our community. As a queer person, I'm like, surely, like, you get along to your church's Pride service. But I kind of had this grandiose idea of how my day was going to look, that I was going to go out to Lyle Bay, I was going to do all these things, and that was going to be my Sunday. But I felt guilty about that. So I decided to sit down and pray. As I sat with Jesus, I got the sense of sitting under a tree and of sunlight coming through the leaves and just this warmth just enveloping me. And then I felt God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, take my hand and sing the words to me. How wonderful life is while you're in the world. And he just kept repeating that phrase to me over and over and over again. Now, I'm terrible with any kind of like trivia about music, so I actually had to Google who that was after I finished praying and felt a bit embarrassed when it turned out to be Elton John. But then I was like, man, don't you just love queer affirming Jesus? Who's choosing to affirm me with music lyrics by a gay man who just brings so much joy to people? Jesus then also prompted me, I guess, to reflect on the positive impact I've had on my community, the lives of my friends and my family. One thing, as I was reflecting on that, and this wasn't like, oh, I've done so much amazing stuff. It was, oh, if I hadn't been friends with Dale and Jeremy and Sam and Talia, they wouldn't have gone to Rarotonga together last year. Like, I made that happen. Or, like, a thing that really kept coming up in terms of the church space was how I feel called to serve in spaces of prayer. How that's a space that feels quite easy for me. Even in the moments that it's hard, it feels natural. And just all the ways that I've been able to be God's kind of conduit in that space. So the Elton John stuff, the reflection on that, it was kind of a pretty massive hint to like turn up to the Pride service and help facilitate prayer space. By making time for God to present like this, what felt like a big conundrum, was actually just a tiny thing to him. I opened myself up to hearing from him. Even if it wasn't what I was directly discerning about. But that's relationship and connection in general. Like, how many times have you hung out with someone, had a conversation, and had it go exactly the way you think it was going to go? In my experience, when we open ourselves up to God, he generally uses the opportunity to prompt us in more ways than one. I don't know about you, but sometimes I have mixed feelings on that, depending on what God brings up. But it's hard to speak into someone's life if they never answer the phone, if they never reach out and put in the effort. Persistent prayer, even about mundane things, is the key that God needs to move into our lives, that invitation. Another key is by entering spaces of community worship and prayer, like we're doing here. These can provide us with a healthy framework to practice our faith, wisdom, relationship, spiritual gifting, and accountability that can all be found in community. When planning out my retreat day, I felt quite strongly to join the Lyell Bay Community Church crew for their service before seeking solitude with God for the rest of the day. I wanted to worship, pray, and share wisdom with my friends out there. Because even though we had different plans for our day, God moves in both the collective as well as the individual. When we are petitioning God, it can be incredibly helpful to seek out others to join us in this journey, to help us carry the load and provide discernment as we seek God's voice or movement. A group of people shouting is also way louder than one person shouting on their own. Also looks a lot less weird. As a community, we can carry each other when we are hurting or tired. We can encourage each other when we are low and lonely. And we can advocate for others when their voice is being lost amongst the rumbles of life. A really beautiful way that this community has built spaces of petition into the rhythms of life is through evening prayers during the week. Being able to come together to pray provides consistency and encouragement. Yeah. Even when you don't want to be there, sometimes the best place you can be is with others in prayer. Yeah. Reading liturgy in itself, it's a form of communal prayer. Yeah. By speaking the words countless Christians have prayed before us. So I encourage you to get along to evening prayers and seek the comfort and the power of communal prayer. And as you read liturgy, or the Lord's Prayer, or the prayer book of the Bible, the Psalms, think of all those Christians that are speaking those same words right now, and know that you are not alone. God is with us in all things, and we are part of a vast family that spans not only nations, but also thousands of years. And that's quite cool. Like, who else has an extended family that big? God spoke to me during the Lyle Bay Community Church service through a word shared to me by Jax, the priest there, and by building on what he had shared with me through the words of Elton John. Now, I'm not saying that I would never have received those exact words or that wisdom had I not attended the service, but by choosing to place myself in a space of communal worship, I opened the door. We need community as much as we need the power of prayer. We can seek God in our day-to-day and by connecting with each other. But there is a particular power in putting aside your regular rhythms of life and retreating with God. Life can be so noisy. Our work or our study, regular routines, and obligations, they're all important, but they can be all-consuming. I don't know about you, but when I wake up in the morning, go to work, go to the gym, come home, dinner, shower, it's so tiring, and it's hard to think of much else. And that's where the action of retreating comes in. To provide us with space to focus on God and rest in Him. This Sunday wasn't my first retreat, nor will it be my last. Weekend-long silent retreats, half-day creative retreats, and even just going away for the weekend and staying with friends to retreat. These have all been great opportunities I've undertaken in the past to seek God. I haven't retreated to the desert like Jesus did, but that's also a bit hard to do here in New Zealand. I chose to go to Lyle Bay because it wasn't my regular neighbourhood. And this would help me put aside the distractions of my normal life. If I'm not where I normally go to work, then I'm not going to think about work as easily. But it was by the sea. And for me, the water is a place that is so immensely rejuvenating for me. I feel at peace there, and the sound of the waves will always remind me of home. And that's who Jesus is. He is my home. We walked for a bit and talked for a bit. We had a lunch date and reflected on my journey so far. And we sat watching the ocean. I say we because I was never alone. Jesus was with me. And it can feel like a bit of a leap of faith going on retreat. There could be a lot of expectations about it, how it will go, and what I want to hear from God. there can also be fear. What if I don't get the answers I'm looking for? Will it have been a waste of time? But none of that's the point, really. The point is to spend time with God, and what will come, will come. To offer up your cup and say to God, please fill me. I'm reminded of Psalm 23, both the first few verses. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. And you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. The anointing and being refilled is a natural progression of the time spent with God. So as I wrap this up, I guess my question for everyone is, how can you build more spaces that welcome God into your life? For me, taking the time to go on a retreat is a helpful opportunity to refocus, so that the ordinary actions of prayer and communal worship keep my feet grounded in God and my eyes on the hope that is to come.